The Late Victorian Period. The late Victorian period was influenced by two important political figures, William Gladstone and Benjamin Disraeli. In a career lasting over 60 years, Gladstone served as Prime Minister four separate times. Originally a Tory leader, he eventually moved to the Liberals and was a great advocate of free trade. He narrowly failed to bring about self-government for Ireland, and was instrumental in a number of reforms, including the liberalisation of recruitment to the military and civil service, extending voting rights to certain sections of the working class, establishing a system of national education and the legalisation of trade unions. His main political opponent was Benjamin Disraeli, a popular Tory statesman and novelist who, unusually for the political elite of the time, was Jewish. Disraeli was twice Prime Minister. He played a central role in the creation of the modern Conservative Party. Through his patriotic campaigns and parliamentary reforms, like Gladstone, he worked to extend voting rights to the working classes, he was able to secure working classes' support for the Tories. Both Gladstone and Disraeli advocated a policy of gradual incorporation of the working classes through reform. For them, this was the best way to avoid insurrection of the type that had occurred in continental Europe. It was also a way of providing industry with the workforce it increasingly needed as manufacturing and services diversified and became more complex. They both supported the Elementary Education Act of 1870, which gave all children the right to a basic education, though sometimes parents had to pay, and the Trade Union Act of 1871, which made unions legal. The ideology of reform eventually led to the formation of an independent Labour Party in 1893, and the foundations were laid for the modern welfare state. In 1891, for example, elementary education became free, and in 1899, the school leaving age was raised to 12. Wages and standards of living rose, and for the first time, the working classes began to enjoy some limited leisure time. A time of new ideas. Over the course of the century, the Victorians were responsible for some remarkable innovations. This was the age in which modern democracy, feminism, the unionization of workers, socialism, Marxism, and other modern movements took form, although their effects would not be fully felt until the next century. After John Stuart Mill, a philosopher and rights activist, had tried and failed to obtain the vote for women in the 1867 electoral reform, pressure for female equality began to grow steadily, culminating in various women's pressure groups uniting in Mrs. Fawcett's National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies in 1897. This was later superseded by the more radical Women's Social and Political Union, led by Emmeline and Christabel Pankhurst, also known as the Suffragettes. The gradual shift of more progressive liberal politicians towards broadly socialist principles was assisted by the London Fabian Society, a large society of socialist intellectuals closely bound to the Labour Party. Its members included the writers George Bernard Shaw and H.G. Wells, one of the pioneers of modern science fiction.